Good morning, Rob Hakala and Lisa Zizian with you, and it's that time of the week where we check in with our tech guy, David Snell, over at Act Smart IT in Pembroke.
Hello, hello, David. Good morning.
Good morning, Lisa. Good morning, Rob.
Oh, good morning, David. All right, so this week we're going to be talking about a huge story that's been covered nationally about hackers breaking into certain important networks, correct?
Yeah, like our Treasury to Commerce departments, for one. A global espionage campaign revealed just days ago that after a leading security company, which was named FireEye, who provides security for many of the high-end government officials and websites, they were hacked, and the hackers stole their hacking tools. Because they were white hat hackers, so they had tools that would, in fact, allow you to hack other systems. So their information and tools were stolen, and then just revealed just the beginning of this week on Sunday that many of our government websites and departments have been hacked by this same company.
All right, so they took, okay, so this is a good company, but they took their tools to go do some bad things.
Well, the hackers did,
yeah,
in the FireEye compromise. So, what has happened here primarily? And I'd like to break these things down so that people like you and me can understand them, and not all you hear on TV, so you know what's actually going on. So, it all stems to a piece of server software called SolarWinds, which is by the company SolarWinds. It's used by hundreds of thousands of organizations around the globe, including most Fortune 500 companies and multiple U.S. federal agencies. All of these companies are now scrambling to patch and secure their networks again, not knowing what happened. So the interesting thing, we look at this and we say we just heard about this on Sunday, but as they're digging into their servers, we're finding that this hack actually happened back in March.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah. So since March, these hackers have been in all of these critical websites and servers, watching what employees doing, just gathering information, not even knowing what they're gathering yet, because in the Treasury Department, I'm sure they have all of our information. So,
do we know who is behind this?
We don't. So right now, the news media is saying Russia, 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 and there are really only two countries that would be able to pull this off. That would be Russia and China. So it's a 50-50 shot who this was or what state actually caused this hack to happen. And, you know, we're no different than Russia and China. We're trying to hack their systems just as much as they're trying to hack ours.
Yeah. So, I mean, that's what goes on, I guess, now at this level, right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
We're trying to protect ourselves by getting information on them, and they're doing the exact same thing, except for the fact that they found a way into all of our systems through a piece of software. The software was updated by the company who wrote it, was sent, they injected their malicious code into that software update, and then the software update was rolled out to all of the users around the world.
Yikes.
So anytime you have a software update like that, that gets an injection, you know you're going to have problems.
Oh, my goodness. So what should folks like us be doing right now?
Yeah, well, I wish I could give you a concrete answer. you know?
I mean, what could we really do?
At this point in time, there's still a lot unknown about this whole operation,
okay.
Exactly who was compromised and what data or secrets were actually stolen. So all we can really do is wait and see how deep this goes and exactly what information was stolen, when and if they share that much with us down the road once they get all of the servers and networks patched again.
Yikes.
We just don't know.
This is wild, because you talked about their global organizations, Fortune 500 companies, in addition to the U.S. government, right?
Exactly. And then the 10 leading U.S. telecommunication companies and the 5 top U.S. accounting firms, they're not naming, and I'm not naming any of them, but they were also users of this software.
Does that make it vulnerable to use just or depend on one company, or do they have multiple companies? Because I guess it makes sense that the hackers would go after now maybe the companies that supply us.
Exactly. So depending on how deeply embedded the malware is in the network and in the U.S. government systems, it's in there right now, and everyone has to find it and get rid of it. And unfortunately, that's not going to happen for everyone who's been infected. They're not all going to react to this. They're going to wait, and they're going to take a wait-and-see attitude. And if the software is embedded in their servers and their networks, it can be just sitting there waiting to actually get, you know, sent out again.
All right. Wow. Well, I guess this will be
more
something to watch, but yeah. This is obviously the world we live in, and so we'll probably see more of this type of thing because once we find out, then do we try to retaliate? Is that how it works?
I'm sure we're trying to retaliate now, just to try to get another foot up. So, and then one other interesting thing about this hack was that one of the SolarWinds directors has allegedly, and I'm going to say allegedly because it hasn't been factually checked yet, but sold off $45 million in stock on December 7th, just ahead of the announcement of this cybersecurity hack and breach.
Oh, boy. Oh, that's very interesting. Okay, so there'll be more on that for sure.
Absolutely.
And how much that person knew, and did they sell the stock with knowledge?
Yeah, boy.
They could allegedly go to jail.
Yeah, the thing about stock sales is that you have to, when something that large, you have to put this out to the exchange months in advance before that actually consummates.
Mm-hmm.
But since we know that this hack started in March, perhaps some people knew that it had happened, and they were just trying to not announce it until, in fact, they were able to get their money.
Ugh.
It's a lot of stuff we're going to have to watch in the near future.
Follow the money. All right. David Snell is with us. Act Smart IT. We do it every week at this time on WATD. As always, thank you, David.
Thank you, David.
Have a great day, guys.
You too.